What did you say that is, the peaches?
Well, that's plain rotten.
Huh? Would you, do you have any term that would describe the old wrinkled skin and the dehydrated meat? Shriveled or swiveled?
Yeah, I'd say shriveled.
I think I asked you this the other night. What do you call a cover for a bed, one that you'd put on after all the other bedclothes are on?
Let's see what they did call that thing. What do you call it? Bedspread. Yeah, that's what it's called now. I think that's what it was all the time. I don't know.
Was that ever called a counterpin or counterpane?
Yeah, oh, well, yeah. They had counterpin, sure. When I was a kid, that's what it's called. Counterpin, but it was a little heavier gear than maybe the regular bedspreads of the day. I believe those, seems to me, that those were handmade then. I believe they were crocheted. And they were called a counterpin. That's right.
How about a heavy cover for a bed? These would be handmade.
Comfort.
Yeah. Now, would this be tacked or would this be stitched?
It'd be tacked if it's a comfort. If it's a quilt, if it's stitched, it's tacked if it's a comfort.
And any special word for bedding spread out on the floor when you go to sleep on the floor?
Well, a pallet.
And some terms for land. Let's see, these up here, what would you call these?
Those hills?
Yeah, hills. Anything larger than a hill around
mountain.
Here?
Actually, they're not very big, but then you could term them mountain hills.
Uh-huh. Any special word for high, flat land?
Well, yeah, in this country we don't have the mesa like they call it in the West. I don't know what the high, flat land would be termed here. I don't think I ever discussed it. I think just top of the hills, top of the mountain. That's the way it'd be listed here. I don't think then the rollers in the West are the gullies and canyons here. Our common word's gully and a canyon.
How about flat, grassy country? Any special word for that?
Yeah. Our rolling hill country and then our flats, we call them the flats.
How about low ground down by a creek or
the bottom.
A river?
It's the bottom.
Place where you'd raise your hay?
Well, yes. Your low bottom or second bottom might be termed out of the watershed where runoff would be the two wordings for it.
Would you have any special word for that if you just reserved that for hay?
Well, yeah, you'd call it a hay meadow.
And a place, maybe down by the creek where the water spreads out and you get cattails and that's
well, the marsh. Yeah, it'd be the marsh.
What are the names of some of the streams around here?
Well, we have Water Creek, Glen Creek, Big Elk, Little Elk, and that's about all. That's the four creeks it's through here.
Any rivers?
Yeah, we have the North Fork. North Fork of Red's right over west of it here, about 8 miles.
Is there anything called a branch around here?
Well, yeah, a branch is a little fellow that we have some of them that runs partially. They don't run the year round.
Dry sometimes.
In wet spells, we call it a branch. And it runs pretty clear water. And it's not a year round proposition. Creek sometimes goes dry here, but through the dry, it'll dry up into holes. It'll never go completely dry, maybe, but it does stop running sometimes during that.
The fish collect in the holes.
Fish collects in the holes.
The fishermen collect around them.
And the fishermen collect around them, that's right.
Now, you mentioned a gully and an arroyo.
The West, they're the same thing. They call them arroyos in the West, and they're gullies here. So, gullies and canyons, you don't. We never term them as an arroyo here.
How about a creek bed that's usually dry?